Be'ezus Hashem's book will begin Perek Hamishah, the fifth chapter in the Rambam, Sechashkogas, and the laws of the Karbanis to come about through an erroneous sin in the Sefer Karbanis and that of individual sacrifices. We continue the theme of the previous Perek, discussing what's considered one sin or more than one sin, and specifically in this Perek regarding errors of sins that relate to arise of forbidden relationships. As Rambam gives Halacha Aleph, this concept that we've mentioned that different awarenesses will differentiate and separate it into different liabilities of a shagaga. Habal erva, someone is intimate with a forbidden woman to him. Bias harbe, many acts of intimacy. And it's behelim echad, now but it was in one lapse of awareness. So ava bishahoyu bin be'ilo be'ilo yom harbe, which we'll see that that is a factor, let's say, regarding Shabbos, but even though there was many days in between every act of intimacy, but hoyu b'loy noydu loy bin etam, since he was never aware in the interim that this was something wrong. Varehi guf echad, and we're talking about one body, this is one woman. So it's all considered one error. And therefore there's only one liability of one chatas. But let's say he made the mistake. And he finds out what he did was a sin. And then he went and he made an error again with that same woman and was intimate with her. And again he realized that he made a mistake. And then again he went and made the same mistake with the same woman and was intimate. So Chayav al kol be'ilo bilis, he's liable for every single act of intimacy, a korban chatas, sheyedias mechalkes hashkagas, because the awareness is separating regarding the liability of the error. It turns it into a separate action of liability because of that awareness, which is what creates the liability of that chatas. You already had a liability. Then when you do another act unawares, then that yediyah creates another act of liability. Halacha base. Now, habala erva bias harb behel mechad. So, as we mentioned in previous halacha, if someone is intimate with a forbidden woman to him, many acts of cohabitation in one lapse of awareness. Now, v'zuha neveles, because there's two people in this equation. The woman who is being intimate with him, hoysala yediyah bin kol biyabiyah, she did have an awareness between every act of intimacy. Comes out that the acts of intimacy for her was with many lapses of awareness. So who So he brings one sin offering, as we said in the previous halacha. But But she brings a separate karban chatas for every single act of intimacy, because who hoyu lo yediyah bin etayim v'hi behelam echad. Because he only had one yediyah and she had many yediyahs. But let's say the other way around. Let's say he had many awarenesses in between, meaning he was aware every time in between, but she was in one lapse of awareness. So that's the same thing in reverse. He'll bring many sin offerings, and she'll bring only one sin offering. Now, Halacha Gimel discusses another thing that will separate for another liability of Shagaga, that of different bodies. If someone is intimate with many different arayas in one lapse of awareness, although they all have the same title of the same iser, but since they're separate bodies, and therefore the separate liability for each and every one. Let's say he was intimate with his five wives that were all nida, so they all have the same shame, but they're different women, different bodies. He was intimate with his five sisters. With the five daughters, and he did all behelam echad one lapse of awareness. He was unaware when he had with all five. Chav kol kuf for gufi, a separate liability for every single body. Now, mekan from here that we differentiate regarding when it's one iser between many bodies where you can mechayv many chatoyes, and when it's one body that you only can mechayv one chatas for all those bias. So at the lamed, you learn shezesha amachacham the dis that the sages said. Habal azachur, if someone sodomizes a male, the Havis Chor love, and he has a male sodomize him, and it's all behel mecha, one lapse of awareness. That chayiv chatas achas, as the Ram had said this in Perek Dal Halacha Aleph, that there's only going to be one chatas. Now, but then the moon, when we say this, is kishahoya oisa azachur atzma, if it's only that same male. Avalim hoya azachur acha, but if it was a different man, then bein shabal shnaim, whether he was the one who sodomized those two males, bein shabal al zeh, behavi zeh love, or one he sodomized and one he had sodomized him. Either way, chayav kol guf for guf, then he would be separate liability for each and every body, where since it's two different people. The same thing regarding bestiality, where he sodomized the animal, or as the animal sodomized him. Again, if it's one body, one. If it's two bodies, then two. Halacha doubt. Ha'isha shevi aleh behemis harb behel mechad. So too regarding a woman. If she brings animals to engage with her in bestiality, in one lapse of awareness, with many different animals, chayiv es chatzis called behema behema, since they're separate bodies, they're going to be liable of separate chatzis for each every one. Shari gufa mechalakin because they're separate entities. V'harezu, and this is just kamisha nebelol nashim har behelmechel, just like if she was intimate with many different men in one episode of awareness, she chayiv es chatzis called ish vish, that she'd be liable of separate chatzis for every single man. Same thing regarding that of animals. Halacha hey, ha'isha, a woman, shaholach baal lebedin zayam. If her husband went overseas, she heard that he died. So witnesses came and said that he died. So in this is she got remarried. And this is Bein al Piatzma, whether she got married on her own doing, which that's going on the case of she heard witnesses that testified, where then she could get married without the permission of the court. Or Bein al Piatzma, whether she gets married because of the court, where that's going on the case when she heard that he died. For example, that there was one witness or some other inferior witness who testifies, where then she's permitted only with the permission of the court. But be that as it may, but no yidush abalakam, and turns out they find that he's actually still alive. So chayev is carbon echad. So then she's liable for one carbon for all those acts of intimacy she had with her second husband, because she never had an awareness in between that her first husband was alive. Now, but from this is lanoshim harbe, but let's say she married already many men in that interim period. Or she zin sim lanoshim harbe, or she had immoral relations with many men. She's liable for separate chatzis, every single man. Again, the same concept. Because they were separate bodies. Although it's one error, but again, separate bodies makes it a separate liability of a chatzis. Now, the Ram continues now regarding that there's also another entity that could separate into another liability of a shagaga, and that is even the same woman, but the purification of a menstruating woman. If someone is intimate with his wife, let's say, that's a nida, and he does it by mistake. V'tadra minidasa v'tavla, and she purifies herself from her period, and she immerses in the mikveh. V'chazav v'dasa nida, then again she has her menstrual cycle. Uvola pamshni, and then again a second time he's in the mikveh. But isashkoka atma, with that same mistake, in same lapse of awareness, meaning he didn't find out at all at any point that she was a nida. Chayva kol pamapam. So he's going to be liable for every single time, even though it's one lapse of awareness, and then she's one person, one body. So why would that be different than what we said before? Because the time period of this menstruation is a different time of the second one. It's almost like as if two different menstruating women, which are separate bodies. Here also, these are two different cycles, and hence it would be considered as a distinct entity to be liable as sebechatas, even though it's the same woman and it's a one lapse of awareness. Halacha Vav continues on this theme of an error regarding being intimate with a nida. Habal ishtoi shalei b'shas vesta. If someone's intimate with his wife, not at a time of her expected period. Durosu dom b'shas hatashmish, and she's exhibiting blood at the time of intimacy, which that is prohibited to have intimacy with a nida, had eila b'turin mikarma chatas. Although he had intimacy with a nida, they're both exempt from a karma chatas. Why? Honestly, that's like beyond the person's control. It's not an error. One's chayv a chatas, it was an error. But an oinus, beyond the control, one's not chayv. What's the explanation? Because shashaygig, when someone makes a mistake, an error, he should have inspected, he should have been careful. And had he really been very, very careful and inspected, vidiktik b'sheilas, and he would have been an analytic in his questions, he would not have come to the mistake. So the fact of the carelessness, that makes one liable for a karma chatas. Well, officially, because since he didn't put in the effort to inspect and to check, and then subsequently do the action, so kapar needs a toma with as the karma chatas. This person, Malilasa, what should he have done? She was pure as far as he knew. And he didn't have intimacy at a time of her expected period. And that's something beyond the person's control, and he wouldn't be chayav chatas. Now, therefore, in other words, since it's considered an oinus, so ben shaninza dam al echela, whether we find the blood on the cloth that she wipes herself right after intimacy, ben shaninza al echela, whether we find it on the cloth that he wipes himself, they're going to be exempt because even, and we will see, there is sometimes a difference regarding where did we find the blood. But in this situation, even if we know definitively that he cohabited with the nida, again, he'd be exempt because we said it's an einus, you're not chayav chatas, only if it's a shaygik. Now, avalim avar bolo samach lavesis, but if let's say he violated this rabbinic injunction and he went and he had relations with her close to the time of her expected period, where you're not allowed to go ahead and have relations because she might have dam at the time of intimacy, as Rambam says Hilchas Isur Bia in this, that there's a prohibition. Now, but Vadima, he thought sheyivul v'yifrish, that he'll have relations separate koyim shetira dam before she'll get her period. But also b'shasa tashmesh. But then she ended up seeing blood at the time of intimacy. So chayavin v'karmen, then they're liable for karmen. Shazu hishkaga. This is your classic error where it's not deliberate. He didn't intend to have relations with her when she was in Ida, but it's not an einus because he shouldn't have had relations when it's close to the period. That's called a shkaga, an error. Now the figure of liver, since it's considered a shege in his chayav achatas, im nimtza dam al eid shaloi. So if they find blood on his cloth that he wipes himself, his male member, after intimacy, so that's the name of tamei. They're both going to be tamei, her for anida and him for having relations with anida, and the chayav makarbon, and they can be liable for a carbon, which is for this iser, which is done b'shegig, of having relations as anida. Now, b'nimtzal eid shaloi, and this is where we said that there would sometimes be a difference. If we find it on her cloth that she wipes herself, so it depends. Im kincha atzma miyad, if she wiped herself immediately, kishapir shabal, when the husband removed himself, v'lo yishas, and there was no delay at all. So, shneim tmeim b'chayim makam. So they're both going to be tummy, and there's going to be liability of a carbon, because it's clear that it was there at the time of intimacy, because she did it the moment after. But v'mishasa, but if she delayed, kadesh toshad yad l'tachas akar, the amount of time it takes to stick her hand beneath her pillow, or l'tachas akar, so beneath the blanket, v'titel eid, literally, but to take the cloth, to go and inspect, and check to see if there's anything there. And the achkach kinsah atzma on, only after that amount of time did she wipe herself. Then shneim tmeim b'safik. Then they're both going to be tame because of doubt, where it's possible that the blood actually came after intimacy, and therefore patur mekarbon. They're exempt from mekarbon because one does not bring a chatas behema, which is what's brought for having relation with anida. One does not bring it when it's a situation of doubt, but they would be chayav a karbon of Hashem Tali of not knowing if one committed a sin or not. Now, if it's even longer delay, v'mishasa, if she delayed the amount of time k'deshetir min amita, the amount of time it takes to come down from the bed, but to deyach espanea, and to wipe her lower region, v'achach kincha atzma, only after that amount of time did she wipe herself, v'nim tzedem, and she found blood, then by latar, then we presume that the husband was tar, we have a chazaka, we didn't see necessarily that there was blood over here, and therefore he's not going to be considered tamei for having relations with anida. Misha Avar. Let's say someone violated this law, and he had relations close to the time of her expected period. Now, he did al das with the intention that he's going to finish his relations before she has blood. But the woman sensed her menses at the, in the middle of the time of intimacy. She tells him that Macy, I'm tummy, I'm anida. So he should not detach himself at a time of the erection. This would be like we explained the laws of forbidden relations in Perek Dal Halacha Yiralf. Now, and the reason for that is because that removal is the same type of a pleasure as inserting, and therefore that would be the same isser of having relations, which a person rather has to wait till the Eber is mace, and then that's not considered as a violation of the law. Now, Vimla Yad Shasal Feshmayad, let's say he didn't know that it's forbidden to remove right away. And he removes himself when he's erect. So Chayv Shtei Chatois, he's liable for two sin offerings. Achas al Kneisasa, one for entering Shaybol Nid, because he had relations when she was menstruating. But Achas al Tziyase, one for his removing, because the removal is pleasurable like the entering. Now, but when we say this, it's because she yodesh asa libel b'shasa vesis. Only if he knew that it's forbidden to have relations when she's having her period. But v'dima shetiktim b'ilasa l'ri asa, it's only that he thought that he's going to have the bia before she has the discharge. V'lo yoda sh'asa lifesh miyad. And he didn't know that one is permitted to detach right away when they find out that she's in need. Because shenimtzu l'shti halamis b'shti ha'be'ilos, which comes out that there was two lapses of awareness for these two quote-unquote intimacies, meaning there are different shkagas. The shkaga of the entering is not the same shkaga as the removing, because the shkaga of the entering is not if it's permitted or forbidden, like it was regarding that he didn't know that it's forbidden when he was doing the prisha. Rather, it was if one could go ahead and have relations before the blood starts coming or not, where he knew that one is forbidden to go ahead, not to have relations the close to the vest. So, but it's just he ended up miscalculating, he made a mistake. So since the shkaga of the kenisa is not the same shkaga as the prisha, so it's not the same thing like eating two zeis echela behelam echad, there's only mechayev one chatzis achas. Because here the entering and the removing is like two different acts of bia because they're two different mistakes, and hence it would be two different chatois. Now, avam lo yod sha'asa livel b'shasaves, but let's say they're the same type of shkaga. Let's say he didn't know that it's forbidden to cohabit at a time of the period. He also didn't know, they're both the same thing, he didn't know that you're not allowed to remove yourself immediately when you find out that she's tummy. So Ava Bishop Pirish Miyadu Miskasha. So even if he does remove himself right away and he is erect, and the Chayav Alachatas Achas is only liable for one Kamer Chatas. Because the entering and the exiting, Shein Kishtei Be'ilis, which are like two acts of cohabitation, Bishkoga Achasin, they're all the same error, and it was all done in one lapse of awareness, there was only one chatas. And for the Mishar, same thing is not just regarding Nida, but regarding all forbidden relationships. Shem Shagag, if let's say he made a mistake, Ovala Erva, and he was having a relation with this Erva, Aldashi Materis, he thought that it's permitted. But Noidleshi Erva, Vubutecha Tashmir, and in middle of intimacy, he realizes that she's a forbidden Erva to him. Lo Yefesh Mayad, he should not exit immediately, should see Asa, no Likabi Asa, because the exiting is as pleasurable as entering. Let's say he didn't know that it's forbidden to remove himself right away, and he removes as he's erect. And the Chayim al-Chattas Achas is only liable for one Chattas in this case, Shakol Shkoga Achasi. Here it's not like the previous case by Nida that it's two different mistakes. Here it's all one mistake of having relation with an Erva, and the Bia and the Knesa and the Yitzia are like two acts of Bia, but again, it's all one mistake, one lapse of awareness, and therefore it would make him just liable for one Kamer Chattas.